Hey everyone, this is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and just a heads up, today's journey through music history might take us through a few artists that might have faced tough times in their life, like maybe feeling sad or down or making choices that weren't the healthiest. It's important to remember that everyone faces challenges. Even our musical heroes aren't perfect. If anything we talk about today makes you wonder or feel worried, don't hesitate to chat with someone you trust. But of course, there's still plenty of awesome music to discover, so buckle up. And now we'll get back to the music. Eli's game is an easy game to play. Eli's a man that'll run his friends away. Where he's been is really hard to say. Where he's going will only take a day. Hey, hey, hey. Just one day. Hey, I think I'll go out and spend my day playing cards. Spend my time drinking in some crosstown bar.
Hey, this is Adam Elk from the Mommy Heads, and you're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
In the realm of the black rose, play me their melodies. I will. when the kings and queens would dance in the realms of the Black Rose and play me their melodies so that I might know. And I could tell my children
Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. We heard from Al Green, Eli's Game, 1946, on the 13th of April. The American singer-songwriter, often known as the Reverend Al Green, had the 1971 UK number 4 single Tired of Being Alone, and the 1972 US number 1 single Let's Stay Together, plus over 10 other top 40 hits. We also heard from Thin Lizzy. They released their 9th studio album, Black Rose, a Rock Legend, and that featured Gary Moore and contained the hits Anything You Want to Do, Waiting for an Alibi, and Sarah, which was written with Moore about Phil Lynette's newborn daughter, 1979, on the 13th of April. In 1932, Loretta Lynn is born, the country singer and the first woman to be named Country Music Entertainer of the Year. Since her first number one, Fifth City, in 1967. She scored another 15 chart toppers. Her best-selling 1976 autobiography, of course, was made into the Academy Award-winning film Coal Miner's Daughter, starring Sissy Spacek and Tommy Lee Jones in 1980. Born in 1932 on the 14th of April. We're going to hear a few from Loretta Lynn, as I've talked about on the show before. My wife Kayla, one of her favorite artists of all time, and so when Loretta Lynn passed away around a year or so ago, it was really hard on her, of course. And yeah, she passed away a couple years. She was 90 years old. She passed away on the 4th of October in 2022. So we're going to hear A Satisfied Mind from Loretta Lynn, a couple songs that people didn't think of her necessarily as women's rights, but definitely she spoke up for women in the 1960s and with a few of her songs. And we're going to play a couple in just a little bit. So we're going to hear from Rainbow, former professor and big influence on me, Richard Davis. His birthday coming up. Richard passed away, of course, in the last year. And we're going to play one for his first birthday without us. Roy Clark, the Springfields with Dusty Springfield, and Jerry Rafferty all coming up to end out the hour. Thanks for listening. This is Under the Covers, and here, once again, is Loretta Lynn.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they so hard to find. One rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was winning in fortune and fame. Everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened. I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. A pauper at times compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended and time has run out, my friends and my loved ones, I'll leave, there's no.
You're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
And here's Loretta Lynn.
This is Gary Foster, and you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
If you want to contact the show, like the Facebook page at Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster, or email djjakefoster@gmail.com.
You whined me and dined me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't take up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play. While holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done tore up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you
this is Doug Fowler live at the Bowling Alley in Cross Plains, Wisconsin. I'm with Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
I'm a wheel, I can roll.
Rainbow, Man on the Silver Mountain, and we heard that one because of Ritchie Blackmore's birthday, member of Deep Purple, and then Rainbow, and was named Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow in 1945 on the 14th of April. The English guitarist and songwriter from Deep Purple, when he was in Deep Purple, they had the 1970 UK number 2 single Black Knight and the 1973 US number 4 single Smoke on the Water. Deep Purple were listed in the 1975 Guinness Book of World Records as the globe's loudest band for a 1972 concert at London's Rainbow Theater. Blackmore later formed Rainbow, and they had the 1981 hit single I Surrender. And they would drop Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow eventually, and Man on the Silver Mountain there with Ronnie James Dio on vocals there, and also he co-wrote that song. All right, we're going to hear from the album The Muses for Richard Davis, and this is going to feature Freddie Hubbard, and this is from that album. This is the title track. Richard passed away in September, and we did a tribute episode to him in October, late October, might have even actually was late November, because I wanted to make sure it was a special episode. The American bassist, best known contributions to the albums of others like Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch, Andrew Hill's Point of Departure, and Van Morrison's Astral Weeks, and born in 1930 on the 15th of April. Richard, of course, was my professor at UW-Madison. He was a professor at UW-Madison for a very long time, and a very good friend, and a very good friend to so many people, and such an influence in the community. And also, you can see the sign behind the new music hall on UW-Madison's campus is named after Richard Davis. Richard Davis Way, I think it's called. I've not been down there for a little while, but I know it's there. And this is what we're gonna hear right now, is a song again featuring Richard Davis right here on Under the Covers. Thank you.
This is Chris from Snappy, the Madison Concert Poster Gallery, and you're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased it long as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on and shifting sail. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flying I made too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, was young.
Roy Clark there, 1932, on the 15th of April, who had the 1969 U.S. hit Yesterday When I Was Young. We just heard that there. He, with Buck Owens, hosted Hee Haw, a nationally televised country variety show, for a very long time. And that was one of the ways the general public got to know Roy Clark, was all those years he spent in front of them. So if you'd like to get into the show, you can always contact us, 608-572-7226. You can message us on Facebook, Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster on there. You can follow some great stuff. You can see if I'm, you know, doing a show somewhere, DJing around. I try to share stuff through that. Also have that other Facebook pages, DJ Jake the Snake Foster Productions LLC, for that kind of stuff too. So yeah, we are well, I just gave out the phone number, 608-572-7226. You can text or call us there, leave us a voicemail. And last week we had a song on the show for requests from Mark, and so you can do stuff like that. You can contact me, anything like that. All right, and missed out on a couple birthdays here at the end of the show that I was going to try to fit in, and just totally spaced it. Chris Stapleton, 1978. He's a newer artist, of course, but love Chris Stapleton. Also Patrick Carney, member of the Black Keys, born in 1980. Both of these guys on the 15th of April. And Chris Stapleton is actually going to be on this new covers album of the all these Tom Petty songs that's going to come out later this year. Right now, there's a couple tracks out. They released as singles. Dolly Parton did a cover of Tom Petty's Southern Accents, and then Dierks Bentley did a cover of American Girl, I think. And those two are out, but looking forward to Chris Stapleton. He does a cover of a song, a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers song. I Should Have Known It is the song, and he does that in live shows, and they did a recording of this for this album, and so looking forward to that coming up a little bit later this year. We're going to hear from the Springfields next, and that is the precursor to Dusty Springfield being a solo artist. 1939, on the 16th of April, is her birthday. The UK singer first had her hit in 1963 with I Only Want to Be With You, and 1966 with Don't Have to Say You Love Me, plus a lot of other hits. Here is her and her siblings with Silver Threads and Golden Needles on Under the Covers.
Doesn't matter. Este es Agustín Martínez Cázares y están escuchando Under the Covers with Jake La Serpiente Foster.
This is Jordan Foster, and you are listening to Under the Covers. If you'd like to contact the show or see the daily posts from This Week in Music, like the page at Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster on Facebook, or email the show at djjakefoster@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
You breach through the door, and when you take a blow, you expect to have it all to yourself. After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself back on the shelf?
Wayne Moss, own the oldest recording studio in Nashville, actually Madison, Tennessee.
We had Ron Statcut there, Steve Miller Band, Ted Atkins has been there, Jerry Reed, Leo Kottke, a lot of folks.
And you're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We just heard a couple from Jerry Rafferty, member of Steeler's Wheel, of course. And 6 years prior, he released, or 6 years later, he released a song we heard prior from his Night Owl album. That was Jerry Rafferty composed song, Get It Right Next Time. And we heard Star following that, not in the right order, from the right year of 1973, Fergus Lie Park. Steeler's Wheel there with Star. And we heard that because of Jerry Rafferty's birthday, 1947 on the 16th of April. Stuck in the Middle with You, 1973 hit with Steeler's Wheel, of course, and that song made famous by, again, by the movie Reservoir Dogs, released in 1992. Also a member of the 1960s group The Humble Bums with Billy Connolly. Rafferty passed away in 2011. All right. We are going to call it a show, I guess. We're at the end of the hour, so thanks for listening. If you want to find old shows on Spotify right now, you can do that through the end of June or the beginning of June. They're going to stop doing... We're releasing new shows on there, but you can always find old shows that we've recorded. They said they're not going to take those away, so those will be up. Just current shows that are released weekly are not going to be there. So thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Always have fun putting it together for you, and we'll be back next week with a whole nother show. This has been Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. We'll talk at you later.